The world population is increasing, and as we all know, there is a need for us to continue to increase food production to meet the high demand for food that is posed by this growing population. But in doing so, we need to ensure that the food stuff that come to our table are safe for consumption. So with this, I would like to welcome every one of you to my presentation, which is titled Silicon and Heavy Metal Dynamic in Potted Soil and Optic by Rice Applied with Silica Slide. As we all may know, rice is the most important food crop. In fact, this is the main source of calories for more than half of the world population. Rice is mostly produced under two main conditions, flooded and aerobic. Flooded rice accounts for about 75% of global production, and that is because of high yield, the ease of nutrient management in flooded condition. However, when soil are flooded over a long period of time, the oxygen level get depleted and heavy metals can be transformed from their oxidized form to their more reduced form. And reduced heavy metals are readily available in soil solution to be taken up by plants. For example, aluminum, iron, and arsenic can be readily available in soil, and this can be taken up by rice plant and deposited into the grain, and this can make their way to our tables for consumption. Under aerobic condition, however, there is a lot of oxygen in the soil, and these elements are mostly in their oxidized form and are not available for plant uptake. However, there is an issue of nutrient management in aerobic condition, especially nitrogen, which is mostly mobile, and even phosphorus can be lost from aerobic soil to runoff. And when aerobic soil have low pH, they can also enhance the availability of cadmium. So, growing rice on aerobic condition at the expense of yield or cadmium uptake in heavy metal is not a viable solution. So there is therefore the need for us to find a means by which we can maintain yield and at the same time maintain low concentration of heavy metal in our food. Silicon is the most is the second most abundant element in the earth crust. And this element is considered as non-essential for plant growth because it does not meet all of the requirements that an element must meet to be considered essential. However, several studies have shown that enhanced silicon level in soil and in plant, especially rice, can be beneficial because silicon can enhance defense mechanism of plants against biotic and abiotic stresses. Silicon is mostly available to plants as monosilicic acid, which is chemically similar to several plant nutrients such as phosphate, sulfate, and is also similar to heavy metals such as arsenic. This image here shows the transport pathway of silicon, silicic acid, and heavy metal from the soil solution to the plant. So as we can see here, from the soil solution, silicon is transported into the root cell by a transporter called LS1. From the root cell to the xylem and into the shoot cell, silicon is transported by a transporter called LS2. And this same transporter can be used to transport arsenic and iron. In the cell, silicon can bind cadmium and make it immobilized in the cell. So cadmium cannot be distributed with high silicon concentration in the shoot. So some of the questions we tried to answer was, can silicon or high level of silicon in the soil affect heavy metal concentration in the soil? Or can increased silicon in plant affect heavy metal uptake by plant? So to answer this question, we designed a research experiment with the objective to evaluate the effect of silicon fertilization on silicon and heavy metal dynamic in soil and their optic by rice grown under flooded condition. So in order to achieve this objective, we designed an experiment and set them up in current rice production field in Louisiana in five parishes from the year 2013 to 2015. Our source of silicon was calcium silicate slide, as you heard from the previous presenter, which is a byproduct of elemental phosphorus production. So we applied calcium silicate slide at this zero rate, and knowing that this material can also be a potential liming material, we applied agricultural lime at two different rates to evaluate the liming effect of slide on soil pH and other heavy metal availability in the soil. So basically what we did was we had our fertilizer on a per area basis, and then our plot measured 1 by 3 meters. So we weighed the fertilizer and had them distributed into the field, and then we had it incorporated into the soil. And rice variety Crowley 111 was drill sealed at 20 cm row spacing. At the 4-leaf growth stage, we applied nitrogen fertilizer based on the LSU X Center recommendation, and then after 3 days, we flooded the field to minimize ammonium volatilization, and the field was continuously flooded till physiological maturity. So at harvest, immediately before or after harvest, we took plant samples from the field, taking 12 core samples per plot and homogenized them into one for each plot for soil silicon and heavy metal determination. And then we also collected plant biomass sample for elemental composition determination and for yield composition. And our entire plot was harvested using a plot combine harvester. So soil silicon was analyzed using the 7 different extraction procedure. And let me just make it clear that at present there is no universal analysis procedure for soil silicon determination. So we are still in the process of trying to find out which extraction procedure is most suitable for soil silicon analysis in Louisiana soil. So from the table here, you can see that we have acetic acid 1 and acetic acid 2. The difference between the two extraction procedures is that for acetic acid 1, we react the soil with acetic acid and shake for 1 hour and then extract. And for acetic acid 2, we allow the soil to sit in the solution for 24 hours, and then the next day we shake for 2 hours and then extract. And soil heavy metal was extracted using Mellis 3 and analyzed using ICP-OES. So for plant silicon analysis, we used the oven-induced digestion procedure. And the silicon in the sample extract was analyzed using the molybdenum blue colorimetric. And then for heavy metals in the panicle of rice, we analyzed that by digesting the plant samples using the nitric acid hydrogen peroxide digestion procedure followed by ICP. So for statistical analysis, we use simple regression to determine the relationship between slag rate and soil pH. And then we also did correlation analysis to see how silicon correlates with heavy metals both in soil and in rice panicle. So coming to our result, we saw that slag application significantly increased the soil pH in most sites. But the most significant increase in pH was observed in these 4 sites in the year 2014. These 2 graphs here show the relationship between soil silicon extracted by 0.1 molar acetic acid and straw and panicle silicon concentration. From previous study that was done in line with this study, we were able to find that acetic acid 1 was most suitable in estimating the plant silicon availability in most Louisiana soil. So that's why we use this extraction procedure to correlate our plant silicon content. So as you can see from this graph, we see that soil silicon rate or soil silicon concentration was highly positively correlated with the straw silicon uptake as well as the panicle silicon uptake. This graph shows the relationship between the panicle silicon content and manganese content in the panicle. This result was very interesting because what we saw in the literature, we saw that silicon have an antagonistic relationship with manganese in plant tissue. However, our research discovered that with increasing the silicon content in the panicle, manganese uptake was enhanced. Coming to silicon and heavy metals such as arsenic, which is a very serious issue right now in rice production, we see that increasing the cell silicon was negatively correlated with arsenic content in the panicle, as well as the panicle silicon content also decreased the arsenic uptake in the panicle. A similar observation was also observed for cadmium in the panicle and in the soil with silicon in soil. So, from our work, we were able to conclude that slag application can significantly increase soil pH, and this was kind of expected because slag is a lime material. And the increase in soil silicon concentration, which come about by slag application, can also lead to increased silicon uptake by plant does, which also have the potential to increase the yield. There was no relationship between soil silicon and heavy metal from our analysis so far. So that means that silicon does not affect the availability of heavy metal in soil. However, increased silicon uptake in the rice panicle was negatively correlated with cadmium and arsenic, and this is good news. And probably because this is due to the fact that silicon shared the same transport pathway with this heavy metal. So with increased silicon level in the panicle or in the rice plant, this can have a reducing effect on the heavy metals, and that can improve the grain quality and safety for consumption. With that, I would like to say thank you to my thesis committee, the Rice Research Station staff at Crowley, Dr. Manuel, who was very involved with setting up this experiment, the Edward Levy Company, who provided the fertilizer and funding, and my lab mates, who are always there for me in the field. And with that, I would like to say thank you, and I'll take your question.
We have plenty of time for questions.
Yep. Alright, so the question on the floor is, how is silicon affecting the uptake of cadmium in the crop? Because, like, with increasing silicon, we saw that there was decreased cadmium. And silicon and cadmium is positively charged. What happened here is that when monosilicic acid is taken up into the plant, it loses a hydrogen ion and it becomes negatively charged. And so you have one hydrogen ion being removed from the monosilicic acid. So monosilicic acid becomes negatively charged. So this negatively charged monosilicic acid bind with cadmium in the plant shoot and make them immobilize. And because silicon is immobile in the plant, so when silicon is deposited in the plant, wherever it is, there it remains. So when silicon binds with cadmium, cadmium is not transported from lower part of the plant to the upper part. So that's why we saw that in the panicle, there was decreased cadmium with increase in silicon. In a separate study, to this study, we saw a significant yield increase, and the most significant yield increase was observed at the application rate of 4 metric ton per hectare of slide.
And what would you attribute that yield increase to?
I would attribute the yield increase to the fact that increased silicon will enhance the plant ability to withstand biotic stresses. And also we saw that silicon concentration was also positively correlated with the uptake of other plant essential nutrients. So I would say that increasing the silicon will help to like increase the uptake of this plant essential nutrient. And with silicon being negatively correlated with arsenic, which can be toxic to rice when in high concentration, so these yield increases could be attributed to these various factors. Yes.
Is there also a pH effect on yield? I noticed you had some controls in there where you were applying lime.
The question is, was there a pH effect on yield? From our study, we did not see a significant pH effect on yield because, like, most of our soil have the pH ranging between 5.5 to 6, so there wasn't a significant correlation between the pH and the yield.
All right, that concludes our time for questions. Let's give our speaker a hand.